number 28, listen up. Networking, it says here, is about listening. I hope you agree. You know, so many times we talk about it, and we do. Who should I network with? What should I say? What questions should I ask? You know, how do I approach networking? Well, it's pretty important before we close out this section on networking that we talk about how do you listen when networking? Because it's not only listening when networking, it's also practice. If you do this when you're networking, you're going to practice listening better when you're in an interview. And interviewing is about attentiveness as much as what you say and demonstrating that you're interested. You know, as the job dog, I have to tell you, I spend most of my day coaching clients. And something that's important that you hear is that most people I've observed don't know how to listen. And I'll tell you, I didn't either. There were points in my career where I think I could have done a lot better had I been a more active listener rather than a passive listener. And as we expand these tips and these stories, I think I'm going to tell you about those instances where I got some real positive, if you will, stinging feedback from people that I didn't know how to listen. And of course, at the time, it was hard to hear. But now that I've heard it, what a difference it makes. And one of the reasons we've achieved the level of success, whatever that is, that we're here after decades of doing this, is not only because of what we say, but how we've learned to listen to other people and learn from them and engage them in the process through what all the professionals in the field of listening call active listening. You know, you're going to find that when you take a course on listening or communications, you're always going to see the word active paired with listening. So here's something I want you to know. If you're going to go into networking, you need to look at this checklist of 12 items that we have here that's going to turn you from a passive listener to an active listener, from somebody that they're going to see when you're out there that you're listening to them. And when the more you listen to people, the more that you find they're willing to talk with you and work with you because you've demonstrated you're engaged. So enough said. Go to thejobdog.com. If you're listening to this audio file elsewhere, go to tip number 28. It's about listen up. Look at the active listening skills checklist. And not only do this on your own, but ask somebody who knows you well, to what level are you demonstrating these 12 skills? And I hope you find that you're doing great. Most of the time, I think you're going to find, like I had to find over the years, I could have done a lot better job. So networking is about listening. Here's the checklist. Here's how to make it active. We hope to see you at tip number 28. Don't skip this tip. You're going to learn something. You're going to put it into a play. And it's going to be one of those little things that makes a lot of difference. See you there, tip 28.